An 18-year-old man has been charged over the alleged stabbing of a 41-year-old man in Nambour on Wednesday night. It'll be alleged around 10 p.m. the accused approached the man in a car park off Coronation Avenue and demanded his backpack, which resulted in an altercation where the man suffered multiple wounds to his head and upper body. The alleged defender then fled with his bag. The 18-year-old was located and arrested in Maroochydore last night. He's set to face court today, charged with armed robbery, acts intended to cause grievous bodily harm and possession of a knife in public. His alleged victim remains in the intensive care ward at school. A 25-year-old man from Currumundi and a 22-year-old man from Baringa have sadly died in hospital after they were hit by a car along Nambour Connection Road late yesterday afternoon. The pair, both mechanics, were assisting with repairs on a bus which had broken down and was pulled into the westbound left-hand shoulder of the road when they were struck by an oncoming sedan. They were rushed to hospital but couldn't be saved, while the 43-year-old female driver of the sedan, a local from Warana, wasn't physically injured and returned a negative blood alcohol reading at the scene. Police are now investigating along with workplace health and safety. Another long weekend and another warning to anyone heading to Tiwa to watch tide times and never attempt to drive over sand dunes. It's after 11 vehicle rollovers were reported to authorities in the Great Sandy region across the east a long weekend. In most cases, those caught out by the rising tide tried to drive up over sand dunes to avoid being swamped by seawater. Ranger Erin Atkinson says drivers need to take responsibility and pay more attention to conditions so they don't get into trouble.
So these drivers not only lose their vehicle, they have to pay a tow truck company up to $800 for a tow, and they receive a fine for $275 for driving on the dunes. It's just not worth the risk. Driving on sand dunes is damaging to the environment and the habitat for nesting turtles and shorebirds.
And one of the last remaining original cottages on the Noosa River has sold for more than $2.5 million at auction. The two-bedroom original 1960s home on Gympie Terrace changing hands to a couple from Brisbane.